is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
We're going to talk about dressing, clothing today. Yes, hallelujah. How do you express that you are a princess in the kingdom of God? Well, let's talk about that. Last time we talked about the life story of Princess. It's the title of the book, A Princess in the House of Saud. And took a little courage to do that. You know, one of the first hits I got on this website when I started having that kind of analysis was from Riyadh. So Riyadh was interested in a broadcast, T9C broadcast out of Texas called The Great Shalom. I'm sure that somebody was paid to find out about what the Jews were doing. And of course, Great Shalom broadcast is not Jewish. It's not even messianic. It's about children and happens to use the verse Isaiah 54:13, all your offspring shall be taught of the Lord and great shall be their shalom. And I said shalom because there's no English word that covers everything. Well-being. If I had said well-being, you would have thought maybe I was, you know, it was just health. You know, and I wanted to talk about academics and healing. And so what was I going to use? Well, I had to use shalom. Of course, my Jewish friends did raise an eyebrow. But or my Jewish acquaintances. And I do get calls asking if I'm messianic, meaning a Christian who gets into Jewish roots. And no, it's about children. But it was just a little spooky that one of the first hits was from Riyadh. So I know, you know, because when you have people roaming the world who are trying to kill people, maybe just for the fun of it, it looks like, certainly they're going to find out who might be an enemy. Well, I haven't made myself an enemy to anyone, but I am going to speak the truth to you as pleasantly as I can. Anyway, we're going to talk about how to dress because, yes, Americans go around dressing like you can't believe and terrible, and prostitutes, even those who are not, okay? You're not surprised if prostitutes advertise their wares, but students come, college students come, and you wonder how the men can continue to lecture. You just, and okay, I'm just going to rant a little bit here, just for a little bit, and then I'll get on to something helpful to you. Okay, but I'm going to rant. I'm at church. I'm worshiping at church. And it's dark and the music's going and we're dancing. And there's a gal, and she's not even that young. She's probably a grandmother, standing up at the altar worshiping. And because it's blacklit, I can see her pants are tight enough that I see. Well, I decided to take out this portion of the audio. What? Yeah. And that's normal. And that's normal. Okay. So, folks, we could do a little bit better. We could do a little bit better than that. Thank goodness most of the people who are on the stage leading worship have sense enough to wear those long tops or maybe even a dress over their tight pants. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So, I am not going to suggest that we get into legalism. You know, I was part of the generation that were so proud of ourselves that we would let hippies come into worship, right? If the young men had long hair and if the girls were wearing jeans, they could still come to worship, and we were so proud of ourselves that the church was that open. And that is a correct position. You know, you should be for evangelism. But now, younger people seem to think you can go to church and look like anything. Well, you should let them come. But I think how you dress is part of worship too. How you dress. And getting dressed and getting breakfast and getting the kids in the car to church is part of worship too. And maybe everything in our life is worship or not. How about that? And how can you worship God in what you wear. Well, if that makes you want to go around in unbleached Muslim caftan, well, hallelujah. Let's do that. And how do you express thanksgiving to God for having saved you and brought you into the family of God? There is a man, a human being there in the Trinity today. And we have this promise. We have this promise in Ephesians that we are seated in the heavenlies. So how would you dress in the throne room? And maybe you're there. Anyway, how about, let's think about this. What would the princess of God, how would she dress? And let's teach this to our daughters. We certainly wouldn't want to put a stumbling block in the way of our brothers, and we know they're visual, I guess. Well, I don't know why, but I just thought of this saying. I think it's in the Quran, but I can't even be sure. But it says, a woman's beauty should be saved for her husband. Well, as far as that goes, I think that's right. That's lovely. You know, I think maybe you could share a little bit of beauty with other people. That would make the world beautiful. But by and large, that's true, yes. There are some things that are private and shouldn't be shared with the world. And you're just undignified if you do. You cheapen yourself if you share those things. So why would anybody want to show off their butt to the public? I do not understand. So I don't care what's fashionable. I do not care what's fashionable. I'm going to dress in a way that I think is beautiful and dignified. Don't you want to do that? Yes. Hallelujah. Dignified and beautiful. And you know, what is common is not. Well, common is common. And mean and fashion doesn't always come up to those standards. You'll walk around the mall. Actually, I'll be honest. I remember walking around a temple. It was a Hindu temple. And the older ladies were all so gorgeous in their saris. And the girls all looked like Americans. They were all wearing jeans. And mostly they were new jeans, so they were dark colored. And then they had drab tops and coats on. And so their mothers looked gorgeous, their grandmothers, but they not so much. Well, look at them all. Who's looking beautiful and who's looking dignified? I have a wonderful book of pictures of Princess Diana. Wonderful, dignified, beautiful, gorgeous, competent looking, competent. Because there is a cute that's not necessarily competent, but she looked competent, and she was, why? Because she was a princess and she was on royal business. She was a representative of her family and of her country. And so she dressed in a beautiful and dignified fashion. And why not us? And why not us? She's a representative of a glorious house, but how much we also, if we represent God, the King of all kings, yes, yes. All right, so let's go to scripture, 1 Peter 3 and verse 3. I'm reading the NIV. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For it is in this way that the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to make themselves beautiful. And it talks about how they treated other people, how they behaved in their family. And so I would deduce that what you wear on the outside should match what's on the inside. And if you are a princess of God, then, or if you're a matriarch, a mother in Israel, then you should dress in this dignified fashion. Now, what is more important than what your clothes is what's on the inside. How true that is. And it's important that we ground ourselves and root ourselves and surround ourselves in this thinking. I was recently in the home of an elderly couple. And she said, you know, one day you're a rich man and a beautiful woman, and the next day you're the resident of a retirement home. Well, in fact, they did live an affluent life, and she was quite a looker. But you know, that's not how I think of her. I think of how she talks and how she fusses and how she argues. And so to me, she's not a beautiful woman. And what she was inside is coming out. And her skin is beautiful. And she goes and does her hair well. And she invests her time and riches in great clothing. But now she has nowhere to go. She's old. And those kinds of adornment, they get moth-eaten, they get stolen, they go down the river of time. But the memories of kindness are forever. The inner heart of wisdom is forever. The kind words make a treasure in relationships. And that's what's really valuable. Yes? Just like you want to use your wealth that you have, investing in the kingdom, in helping other people, in glorifying God, in the same way, invest your beauty. And invest your hope and beauty in the right kind of beauty, beauty of the heart. Yes? Okay. So, here are a few things to think about. Wear a slip. Wear your pants not so tight. If you got tights on, wear a skirt. My goodness. And if you are in church, don't dress for your husband. Don't ever dress to tempt people to put their fingers on you. Okay, there's my rules. Okay. Okay. So, you may write me at P.O. Box 971 at Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. Or you may email me at Sharon@greatshalom.org. And would love to hear from you. Please do go to the website at greatshalom.org. That's the best place to put a comment. And you can get my books. GreatShalom.org, GreatShalom.org. Love to see you on the internet. And this is Sharon Sorrow saying that God wants total well-being for all children. Teach your daughters. Amen.